This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 950, how Lena's writing score jumped from 5.5 to 7.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 18 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Three Keys student Lena joins us to share the strategies she used to boost her writing score from 5.5 to 7. She is now accomplishing her goal of moving to the UK to accomplish an MBA. And today, she provides the study methods she used to get there. Lena, welcome to the podcast. You guys, we have a special guest, and I'm so excited for you to hear her story. Lena, could you introduce yourself?
Hi, yes. I'm Lena. I'm from Saudi Arabia. I found about your podcast, actually, in 2017.
Okay, it's been a little while. Nice.
Yes. And also, not only IELTS Energy podcast, even All Ears English.
Yes.
It really helped me a lot to improve my English. And finally, yes, I got the score I wanted, 7.
Yes, it's so exciting. And how do you feel? You finally got your score. How are you feeling?
Yeah, actually, I'm amazed. Yes, I was confident. But, you know, the idea of really getting 7 in a writing is such an amazing feeling.
Yes, it's so daunting, right? You know, it's difficult, especially if you had a 5.5 at first, right?
Yes.
It feels like, oh, how can I go from a 5.5 to a 7? But you did it. I can't wait to hear all about your process in getting that. So yes, it's very exciting. But first tell us, how many times did you take the IELTS exam? What were your scores initially, all the scores?
Okay, I took it first in 2017, but that was before applying to the course.
Mm-hmm.
I was just listening to your podcast, and you know, there are many online resources. I was just learning from them. And yeah, my score was overall 6.5. I got 5.5 in the writing, which was disappointed. And I don't remember the others, but it wasn't good enough for me at the time. Yes.
And why are you taking IELTS? Are you taking it for a specific reason?
Yeah. When I took it in 2017, it was because of applying for jobs that require it. And of course, the jobs requiring a language, English language.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't, they did not require 7. 6.5 was okay. So I was okay at the time.
Mm-hmm.
After that, which is now in 2020, I'm applying or actually planning for a master's degree.
Okay.
In the UK.
Okay.
So when I looked for the universities, most of them, the requirement is to get 7 in English, in IELTS, I mean, overall, and not to get less than 6.5 in any section.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. So that was a bit of a challenge to me, how to improve my score from 5.5 to 7, to 6.5.
And then you got even higher than you needed, right? You needed a 6.5 and you got a 7. That's the best feeling. So what were your other scores? I know you got a 7 on writing. What were your other scores from when you just took the test?
7.5 in speaking.
Nice.
Yeah. I got a 6.5 in both reading and listening.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. Yes. Well, congratulations. It's amazing. And I know when you posted your scores on Facebook, immediately some of the other students were asking, you know, tell us your secrets. How did you go from 5.5 to 7 in writing? And so I want to focus on that a little bit today because so many students are stuck with their writing score. They've taken the exam a few times and they're stuck with that 5.5 or 6 or 6.5 and having a hard time getting to that 7 because there's a lot. It's a big change, a big jump from 5.5 or 6 to 7. So let's focus on that. But first tell me, why did you sign up for the Three Keys program?
Because before that I was lost. There are many resources I can study from in the online, in the internet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I didn't find the one that would really get me through it, like would really explain everything in writing, like what I found in the course. I also, in the course, I took the package, the winning writing demo package. It really helped me a lot. Like when yes. Jessica, I saw how Jessica Jenny starting the writing from the beginning, from the beginning, like how to get the ideas.
Yes, right. So it's like a step-by-step process for each essay of how to get the ideas, how to brainstorm, and then exactly how you create the essays.
Yes. And I really worked hard in that. Like I gave myself 3 months or maybe more. I don't remember. But when I applied to the course, you had an offer like you will get 2 months for free, something like
that. Yes, during COVID, we did an extension because so many testing centers were closed. So we said, okay, up until the end of April, you could get to it. So you were able to get that extension then.
Yeah. So I took that chance and really it was so helpful. I worked hard and finally I got the score I needed, even more.
Awesome. Yes. Okay, so let's get into the specific strategies that you learned in the Three Keys modules that helped you improve your writing score. Tell us, give us some details.
First of all, the templates that Jessica gave were really helpful. Like in any, let's say, for example, a problem solution essay, I will just try the government and education. There will always be for the solution.
Yes.
So it made it easy for me. Like I will never get lost. Whenever there is an essay about a problem solution, I will just write about education and government as a solution. So that was okay.
Nice. That's a smart tactic.
Also, in the opinion essay, she said if it was written, do you agree or disagree? I can write the other tab.
An argument essay. Yes, uncoverable sides.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, which is easier, of course, than write only one opinion.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's actually what I got in the exam. It was an opinion essay, but it was written at the end, do you agree or disagree? So I converted to an argument essay and I wrote about both sides.
Nice. Do you remember what the topic was?
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, it's the government role, I think, to funding housing.
If government should fund housing.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah. Ooh. And also, I want to mention about the examples she put. Like you can put a fake research.
A fake research.
It will really help you. And that was what I wrote, actually. I wrote a fake research and it took like most of the paragraph. So it was okay. I covered the words that was needed.
Nice. Awesome. Well, it worked. I'm so glad. It's true. Those templates help so much because instead of spending all this time brainstorming and trying to figure out what should my reason be, what should I do, it gives you a map, a structure to follow, right? Yeah. You have some template sentences. You have a better idea. Like you were saying, if I get a problem solution essay, I know I'm going to say the solution is the government should do something to fix it, right? And then there's just less of a guessing game. It takes some of that unknown out of it and you have a few things that you can count on, which makes it so much easier. Definitely.
Yes.
Okay. Is there anything else? Any other tips from the writing? Anything else that you felt helped you to get that 7?
Honestly, yes. Especially in task 1, I was expected to have a change over time or static essay, but I got shocked that I had a process.
Oh boy. Yeah. How did you do?
So I said, I will not get it. I will fail. I will not get this the score I wanted. But I immediately remembered, like in the course, there was a keywords that I can use. Firstly, secondly, and there are many others that was written. So it really helped me a lot. Like I didn't panic. I remembered what was in the course, so I write it right away. And
Nice. Okay, I'm glad you didn't skip that part of the course. Yes, we have for all of those process essays and diagrams, we also have that there, but they are rare. So that's fascinating that you got one, but I'm so glad that you had gone through that part of the course. You had all the strategies and you knew exactly how to do it. That's awesome.
Yes. So I'm really grateful for the course.
Yes, I'm so glad that you were able to find it and sign up and that it helped you so much, because what a horrible situation to be in to have to take the exam over and over and waste so much time and money. Yes. You don't want to do that. So anyone out there who's listening, if you're not in Three Keys IELTS, sign up allearsenglish.com/keys so that you can get the system that helped Lena go from 5.5 to 7 on writing in only, what, 3 months? That's amazing.
Yes.
I know. Thank you so
even
much for joining.
Vocabularies.
Yes.
So sorry.
But no, yes. More reasons. Yes.
Even the vocabularies, like many advanced vocabularies, I only learned from the course. And it really helped me a lot. Like, I feel like I'm not like other students. I'm special with the vocabulary I have and I'm using.
Yes. Right. Well, and just even to understand, because if you read somewhere online, like, okay, I need high-level vocabulary for the essay, but that doesn't give you how to use it and, you know, in context and use it correctly and in sample sentences and templates. So all of those strategies are what really give you the power to use the vocabulary in a way that can push your vocabulary score to a 7 or higher.
Yes. So really, in the exam day, I was so confident that I will pass it. I will get past this 5.5 and I will get more than that. And yeah, I did it.
Nice. Awesome. That's half the battle, right? Just to go in confidently. And so you're able to just relax and access everything that you've saved in your brain and do so confidently. And it worked. Congratulations on getting your scores. Yes. That's so awesome.
Thank you.
And I'm excited for you to get to the UK and complete your degree. It's going to be awesome.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us today. So fun chatting with you. We'll see you next time.
See you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.